This is Old Turkey Radio. Old Turkey Radio. You want to get a QSL card? It's oldturkeyradio@yahoo.com. oldturkeyradio@yahoo.com.
If God can love turkeys, then God can love you, because you are a turkey, and I am one too. Then God can love you, because you are a turkey, and I am one too. Boom chop! Boom chop!
That's right.
Boom chop! Think I can love turkeys, think I can love you, cause you are a turkey, and I am one too. So if you are lonely, remember the truth. If I can love turkeys, think I can love you. Boom chop! Boom chop!
Word.
Boom chop!
Come on.
Boom chop! Think I can love turkeys, think I can love you, cause you are a turkey, and I am one too. So if you are lonely, remember the truth. If I can love turkeys, think I can love you. Whoa!
Godzilla!
Yeah.
Word, my bro.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I...
And all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups already. Ready. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
Shut up! Shut up! I can't believe you won't shut the hell up. This is Old Turkey Radio. Old Turkey Radio. You want to get a QSL card? It's oldturkeyradio@yahoo.com. oldturkeyradio@yahoo.com. I tell you, boys and girls, my little chick's old buzzard here is finally on the air. I finally got out of my little pen and I thought I'd say, what the hell are you doing eating turkey when you could be eating beaver, guys?
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song, huh? This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
Oh, I love you.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. For information and testing for turkey doneness, press 1.
Oh, baby. Baste me. Oh, yes. Spread my drumsticks. Oh, yeah. Fauna my giblets. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. Carve me, baby. Oh, stick your thermometer in me. Oh, fill me with your stuffing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, eat me. Eat me. Eat me. Oh!
Thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Goddamn turkey. Shut up. What's that? Kicking your ass.
Come on, baby. I need gravy.
Gimme, 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 gimme gravy tonight. I know you think some mashed potato fine, but that don't show me that you're really mine.
Whoa.
What's the dancing? Quit that romancing.
Whoa.
So put that something extra on the line.
Gravy.
Oh, my mashed potatoes, gimme.
Gravy.
Come on and treat me right.
Tonight,
I think it's twisting, but I want some more.
Whoa.
this is getting harder every year, I'm telling you. It's not easy being an old turkey. Yeah, this is old turkey radio. Old turkey radio at yahoo.com. I hope everybody's having fun out there. I hope you're not having any fun with Thanksgiving. You don't know how many turkeys and friends and relatives are eating this time every year. You bastards. Anywho, I got the old farmer's radio here and I've been playing with it and I thought it'd be time to do another show. This is old turkey radio. Oh, God, this is getting harder every year, I'm telling you. Shut down, huh? Shut, I said shut up. I don't believe you, don't shut up.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers. Not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harp. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible.
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. They'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Vote.
An avid hunter will tell you there's nothing quite like the sound of a roost full of gobblers at daybreak, or the drumming of a full-strut tom at 15 paces. The plan of attack is to get close to a lovesick gobbler, and then use a hen call to entice him into range. Various calling devices fall into the broad categories of friction calls, such as the cedar box, or the air calls, such as the mouth diaphragms. Another aspect in turkey hunting not to be forgotten is what clothes to wear.
You want to be in full camouflage, because turkeys have extremely keen and highly developed color vision. It's like they walk into us looking through a pair of 8-power binoculars.
Turkey hunting old-timers and newcomers alike will surely tell you there's just something about the sights and sounds of these big birds in their full courting regalia that keeps them coming back for more year after year.
Hey, what are you doing there? Get away from me, you bastards. You young gobblers, I'm sick and tired of your shit. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Coach's turkey cooking tips.
Okay, step one, first of all, you got to go out and buy the turkey. Step two, you take a drink of whiskey, preferably scotch. Then step three, we put the turkey in the oven. Step four, we take another two drinks of whiskey. Then we set the degree at 375 degrees in the oven. Then step six, take three more drinks of whiskey. Then you turn the oven on. Then step eight, take four whisks of drinking. And step nine, turk the basting. Step 10, then we whiskey another bottle of Get. And step 11, stick the turkey in the thermometer. Now we go to 12. Glass yourself a pour of whiskey, please. Then 13, we will bake the whiskey for 4 hours. 14, then we take the oven out of the turkey. Now we take the oven out of the turkey. And we just did that. Okay. Then on step 16, we floor the turkey up off the pick. And then 17, we turk the carving. 18, you get yourself another scuttle of butch. 19, we tet the sable and pour yourself a glass of turkey. And step 20, goddammit, bless the saying, pass and eat out.
What the hell was that? This is Old Turkey Radio, everybody. I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. You bastards, I hope you choke on it. You're probably eating my cousins and everything. Well, you can eat my brother Vinny, that old asshole. Shut up! Oh, God, I'm going to kick me some ass. There are these young buckins coming around here. Anyway, why don't you send me a little email? And I'll see if I can write back to you if I can get in the old farmhouse and back to you there, my little chicks. This is the Old Turkey Radio. Oh, that's it. I'm kicking your butt. Get away from me.
Richard Simmons can kiss my ass. You know why people in this country get fat? Thanksgiving. The day where there's never enough food. You can't just have a turkey. No, there has to be a roast beef or a ham, too, or both. It's the only day we have mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. And sweet potatoes aren't sweet enough, so we put marshmallows on them. So we slop on the maple syrup. And then there's every green vegetable, three salads, and a Jell-O mold. And after all that, you gotta have at least, what? Seven desserts. Four pies, two cakes, and don't forget the rice pudding. And let's top it all off with a couple of quarts of non-fat ice cream just to take the edge off. And why do we eat so much? We're home. We're with our family. We're tense. We're edgy, neurotic, psychotic. So instead of eating each other, we eat the weight of our family in food. And so the next day, our tummies stretch out, and we have to eat more to keep them satisfied. And then there's Christmas parties, and we drink too much liquor because we hate our boss, and he owes us. And then it's Christmas, and we're eating like idiots. New Year's Eve, more liquor, and we wake on January 1st and think, I am a big fat pig. So we spend a whole lot of time trying to lose the weight, and by the time we've almost lost it, it's Thanksgiving again, and we're blimping up. 20 years of holidays, and I gotta tell you this, you're a fatty fat fat.
That was a sick bastard out there. Anyway, enough of that shit. This is Old Turkey Radio. Old Turkey Radio. Well, I'm gonna get out of here because them young turkeys are looking at me again and they're pissing me off. Shut the hell up. Oh, I'm kicking ass. Bye-bye, everybody. Remember,
if God can love turkeys, ooh, God can love you, ooh, cause you are a turkey, ooh, but I am one too, ooh, so if you are lonely, so lonely, remember the truth. If God can love turkeys, ooh, then God can love you, ooh.
This is Old Turkey Radio. Old Turkey Radio. You want to get a QSL card? It's oldturkeyradio@yahoo.com. oldturkeyradio@yahoo.com.
Store in the freezer machine.
knew it must have weighed about 17. Thanks for it was almost here, my favorite time of year. I knew it wouldn't be long till I cooked it for me. Yeah, me. My family better leave it up for me. Yeah, me. I buy is Butterball. I eat so much I pass out in the hall. Got gravy on my shirt and I can't wait for dessert. In one day I'll put 20 pounds on me. Yeah, me. I'll have to buy elastic pants for me. Yeah, me.
Accelerated aging of John Terry, example 2, Star Trek, the deadly years, Roger Courtois would have saved that!
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Listening to Bitch Radio, a non-profit feminist media.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
Bitch Radio.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
A non-profit feminist media.
I'm sorry you don't understand, but dick. Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Dick. Cheney. I despise dick. Cheney.
It's a strange thing.
I despise dick. Cheney.
But I like the way that you appropriate so many of these different things.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. But most Americans say Cheney. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. But most Americans say Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. That could kill you. Here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay? All right. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name...
Ah, look at that!
But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Peglottenschlager. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Peglottenschlager. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name...
Ah, look at that!
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Kind of a grumpy guy. I want order. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. Kind of a grumpy guy. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. Cheney pronounced his name.
Ah, look at that!
What a dick. Cheney pronounced his name.
Ah, look at that!
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it.
Ah, look at that!
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it, what a dick. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name Peglottenschlager. But most Americans say, what a dick.
Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? Cheney darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? The former vice president. How do you hit a Cheney?
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I'm looking for advice here. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I have hit Cheney. Killed it right in front of its mother. I killed that little Cheney with my old Suburban. Took it right out. Didn't even damage a vehicle. I have hit Cheney. What a dick. So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option if you haven't got somebody coming up behind you. Driving through it is an option, but you know, that could kill you.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option. You have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple, right? And swerving, if you lose control of the car, could kill you. That could kill you. What's someone to do? Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car. You have so little time. Slamming on the brakes is an option, right? It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make, but it isn't. Cheney. Kind of a grumpy guy. What a dick. Cheney.
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name.
It's like, you are the biggest conceited dick in the world.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? Driving through it is an option, but you know, you have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple. Drive through it. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Drive through it. I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney in Wyoming. I have hit Cheney with my old Suburban. Killed it right in front of its mother. Didn't even damage a vehicle. So how to hit Cheney? There's really no debate. Drive through it. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. In Wyoming. There's really no debate. Drive through it. Right? It would be a very simple decision to make.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
If you're a bitch and you'd like to be my bitch, contact me, Sherston at
P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711.
And tell me who you are and if you have access or experience with Bitch Radio. Listen to more Bitch Radio. Thanks again for listening.
Bitch Radio. 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 Bitch Radio.